Across beds, hearts and bucks.
This is Helen Lee.
BBC Three Counties Radio.
For many of us, it might feel as if the big Christmas festival is over because we've had the presents, we've feasted on the food, we've watched the Christmas telly. For the majority of British Christians, Christmas is celebrated on December the 25th, of course. But for the Christian Orthodox Church, it's been and gone by the 24th. And in the case of the Russian Orthodox Church, both here and abroad, it won't be celebrated until the 6th or the 7th of January. Well, joining me now is His Grace Bishop Angelos, who's the General Bishop of the Coptic Orthodox Church in the UK, which happens to be based in Stevenage. Good morning, Your Grace.
Good morning, Helen.
So why do some celebrate Christmas on the 24th?
Well, for ourselves, as the Coptic Orthodox Church, with, as you mentioned, the Russian Orthodox Church and other churches, we still use an older calendar, the Julian calendar, which means that our Christmas is, for us, it's on the 7th, for the Russians, it's on the 6th. So it's just a difference of calendars, really.
Is that still the same celebration, though? We're celebrating the birth of Jesus?
Absolutely. It's the same feast, same celebration of Jesus, the incarnate word. It's a very festive time. It's one of the two major ceremonies we would celebrate, which are Christmas and Easter. And although celebrated traditionally slightly differently, it still means exactly the same thing for Christians, whether they're here or in Russia or in the Middle East or in Britain.
How is it celebrated differently?
Well, for us, we would have the equivalent of a midnight mass on the 6th evening. And it's a Eucharistic service, it's a communion service for those of your listeners who might be Catholic or High Church Anglican. It's very similar. And then the actual Christmas day is more of a family day where people come together, you have people visiting each other, and families come together and share in that day.
And are presents exchanged?
Not traditionally, but of course, we who have been in the West, so our churches have been in the West here for two or three generations. So our kids get the best of both worlds. They'll get the Christmas tree and the presents and Santa Claus, and then also have the service on the 6th. So it works out a double celebration.
How popular is the Orthodox Church in Britain today?
It's growing. I know that through the vast expression of different churches, we have a lot more presence. And also now with more of the Eastern European Christian presence as well as the Middle East Christian presence, there are more Orthodox churches. Just this morning, I'm actually on my way to London. We pray an Orthodox service in the centre of London once a month as a way of people experiencing that on a broader level.
I know the church itself does a lot of campaigning and lobbying for Christians who are being persecuted in the Middle East. Where's that persecution most prevalent?
Well, if we look throughout the Middle East now, it's quite dire. There's almost a zero presence in some countries that were quite heavily based places for Christians. And as the birthplace of Christianity, we're seeing some of these places emptied out. So in Iraq at the moment, it's quite dire. In Syria, Egypt, we've had waves of persecution, and while there isn't the same sort of persecution we're seeing in Libya and Iraq, there is still an alienation in some countries like Egypt and others. So it's still not an equality that is shared by many Christians in the Middle East, but it's something we're campaigning for, advocating for, because I think as not only as Christians here, but as human beings who benefit from and who have these freedoms we have in the West, it's our responsibility to make sure that others enjoy the same freedoms.
Today is a day, Your Grace, when Christians from all across this country are urged to pray for the nation. What would you pray about and ask for in 2016?
For Britain, I pray that there is a greater sense of peace, that our churches come together more to speak for social justice, to speak for equality, to speak against inequality. And I pray that as a British community, that we stand together in the face of what tries to jeopardize the things that we all stand for and the things that we all live for. the basic principles of acceptance, of love, and a sense of harmony that only comes when we respect each other and we defend each other.
Thank you very much, Your Grace. That's His Grace Bishop Angelos, the General Bishop of the Coptic Orthodox Church in the UK, which is based in Stevenage.
This is Helen Lee
on BBC Three Counties Radio.